The confusion is enormous. Can man find absolute truth? It's hard to fathom, but the answer is absolutely. Keep in mind that truth is a spirit and not a physical thing. Absolute truth can only be embraced spiritually and not analytically. IQ and the world scholarship never attains, for only the childlike enter here. The spiritual door of truth is only opened by another spirit, the spirit of faith. God's word declares that a measure of faith has been dealt to every man, Romans 12, verse 3. Science has discovered that the human brain has been hardwired to believe. It's in you. The question is whether one will release his faith and allow it to open the door of absolute truth and to transform his life forever. John 14, verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus Christ is the truth, and he can only be accessed by faith. Imagine, he is also the faith. Have you yet to release your God-given faith and believe upon the Christ of glory? Will today be your day of salvation, your new sinless beginning, your new born-again experience? Let your faith open the door of absolute truth. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Isaiah 55, verse 12, For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. God said, Psalms 98, 4 through 8, Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise, and rejoice, and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord, the King. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together. Man said, The Bible should be banned from an enlightened society. Teaching children about God and Jesus Christ should be considered child abuse. Now the record. Welcome to God Said, Man Said, feature 813 that will once again certify the inerrancy of God's holy book. All of these features are archived here in text and streaming audio for the edification of the bloodbought and as bait for the fishers of men. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. Thank you for visiting today. May your faith be multiplied. Once you have decided for Christ, everything changes. Everything. 2 Corinthians 5:17, Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Relationships between family and friends change. Jobs and careers change. What you find entertaining changes. The clothes you wear, your thoughts, speech, and so much more all change. A choice for Jesus Christ changes everything so beautifully. Our faith in Christ Jesus develops as we read the Word of God and interact with Him. Romans 10:17 says, So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Spiritual functionality is all faith. It's so important to know that God's Word is true and righteous altogether because everything depends upon it, even our eternal destiny. If this Holy Bible were the writings of mere men, how could it consistently befuddle today's most ardent and educated skeptics? How is it that academia's vaunted science arrives at a deep, exciting, even game-changing revelation only to discover that the attentive Sunday school student is already there? The obvious reason for this phenomenon is that the Bible is not authored by man, only penned by him. God dictated and the holy men recorded his words. How bizarre! The Bible records that all of creation has been designed to sing praises to its creator. Bible-believing Christians are often berated for taking the word of God literally. Does creation sing? Could this ancient record be once again vindicated? The headline on sciencemag.org reads, Pitch Perfect Frogs. A paragraph follows. A concert of croaking male frogs is a fierce singing contest, and he who has the sexiest voice gets to mate the most. Now, two ecologists working in Malaysia report on a tree frog that has taken this musical battle to a strategic extreme. It adjusts its pitch to match the resonance frequency of the hole it lives in, thus tipping the scales in its favor. End of quote. Wired for Harmony is the November 12, 2012 headline at sciencemag.org, and excerpt follows. Stop that noise. Many creatures, such as human babies, chimpanzees, and chicks, react negatively to dissonance, harsh, unstable grating sounds. Since the days of the ancient Greeks, scientists have wondered why the ear prefers harmony. Now scientists suggest that the reason may go deeper than an aversion to the way clashing noises abrade auditory nerves. Instead, it may lie in the very structure of the ear and brain, which are designed to respond to the elegantly spaced structure of harmonious sound. End of quote. The following headlines were posted from Mother Nature Network. Toadfish can be tenors. Mice sing at supersonic levels. Mexican fire-tailed bats sing for love. Antelope squirrels trill their songs. Killer whales sing for their peers. Pacific chorus frogs sing for soundtracks. End of quotes. The headline at NationalGeographic.com reads, Plants listen to the good vibes of other plants. A few excerpts from the May 2013 feature follow. Plants might be able to eavesdrop on their neighbors and use the sounds they hear to guide their own growth, according to a new study that suggests plants use acoustic signaling to communicate with one another. We have shown that plants can recognize when a good neighbor is growing next to them, said study co-author Monica Gagliano, an evolutionary ecologist at the University of Western Australia. We are proposing that this communication may be based upon an acoustic exchange. The findings published this week in the journal BMC Ecology suggest that plants can not only smell the chemicals and see the reflection of light of their neighbors, they may also listen to the plants around them. Plants are more complex organisms than we've given them credit for, Gagliano said. Gagliano thinks that learning the secrets of plant communication could have practical applications that could benefit humans. She imagines farmers using sound to encourage or discourage the growth of certain plants, negating the need for fertilizers or pesticides. Whether it would be economically viable, co-author Michael Renton said, for a farmer to play music to get that little extra germination speed, I think we'll have to wait a while for the answer to that one, end of quotes. All of creation sings, literally. Consider these paragraphs from the September 2016 issue of Acts and Facts. Hearing is beautifully represented in the animal world. Experts say fin whales can hear the bleeps of other fin whales from more than 500 miles away. Some scientists even claim their hearing range is thousands of miles. Humpback whales are famous for singing songs that can last up to 30 minutes. They sing in rhyme, and the songs can be heard by other male whales. It's passed along the water so that an entire ocean may have all the humpback whales singing the exact same song at the exact same time, a kind of great whale choir. End of quote. From the God Said, Man Said feature, Music Power. Why is there this phenomenon of song and music? It transcends every nationality line and, for that matter, all of creation. It exists because it is part of the spiritual construct of all life, and all of God's creation is designed to harmonize with it. Within music is found great benefit to all of life, and God invests much instruction time in our owner's manual, the Holy Bible. A relatively new psychological medical area of training is making serious strides in the field of medicine, and it's called music therapy. Some of the following cited research will make its now recognized benefits abundantly clear. A marvelous thing to consider is that thousands of years before science knew the reason why, God in his perfect wisdom, the engineer and creator of all life, declared the importance of music in his word, just another proof of the supernatural credibility of the Bible. Music is now known to improve immune response. a subject on this website in the God Said, Man Said the Record category titled A Merry Heart or a Broken Spirit declares that when one is in a joyful, positive spirit, something that music can help induce, his bone marrow pumps out red and white blood cells profusely. Red blood cells carry food and oxygen to the body, and white blood cells destroy disease. A joyful, positive spirit that music can surely help to promote enhances a strong immune system. Mood is a reflection of the spirit dwelling in your earthen vessel, your body. The Bible teaches that music is a spiritual medium, having the ability to change mood. Spirits are affected by music, whether the spirit of man, of angels, or devils. Songs of praise to God have the power of mood-changing life in them because God inhabits the praise of His people, Psalms 22, verse 3, and where the Spirit of God and His light dwells, the spirit of darkness and its dark moods must flee. Note 1 Samuel 16:23, and it came to pass, when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, that David took an harp and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. The music of the Lord has the power to alter spiritual composition. Also note that evil music has the opposite effect. For example, carnal musical concerts, especially those directed toward the 15 to 30-year-old age group, have major security concerns. Police are brought in to attempt to control the violence, alcohol, and illicit drugs. At a gospel concert, you'll typically only need police to help direct traffic. Two different musics, two different spirits, two different moods, two different gods, one big G-O-D, excuse me, and one little G-O-D. So music directly affects moods, and science now confirms it. Energy Times magazine cited research published in two medical journals concerning mood. The journal stated that people undergoing cardiac procedures enjoy improved mood and see drops in blood pressure and respiratory rates after listening to music. Also, neophyte music makers have shown improved immune responses. The list of the benefits of God's music is long indeed. The power of music is created by God, and all of creation responds to it. Put music therapy to work in your vehicle and home. Bless yourself and your home by playing and singing along with godly music. Your spirit and your flesh will respond favorably. End of quotes. God said, Isaiah 55:12, "For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands." God said, Psalms 96, verse 1, "O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth." God said, Psalms 98, 4 through 8, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together." Man said the Bible should be banned from an enlightened society. Teaching children about God and Jesus Christ should be considered child abuse. Now you have the record.